The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
For WBFO News, I'm Tom Berich, in for Jay Moran, who will be back on Monday. A motorist who drove away after fatally injuring a pedestrian, Antoine Henkel, in Cheektowaga during a snowstorm has pleaded guilty to a charge of leaving the scene of an incident without reporting, resulting in death, acting Erie County District Attorney Michael J. Keene announced. Michael J. Althoff of Amherst pleaded guilty to the highest sustainable charge against him, a Class D felony, before acting Erie County Court Judge Andrew C. Lotempio. He faces a maximum of 7 years in prison when he returns on August 8th for sentencing. He remains free on bail on $10,000. Prosecutors say Althoff struck the pedestrian with his Ford Explorer SUV about 7:20 p.m. on January 15th on Lawson Road in Cheektowaga. The administration of Governor Kathy Hochul will move forward with two personnel changes. According to the governor's office, the state Senate has confirmed the appointments of Walter Mosley as Secretary of State and Robert J. Rodriguez as President and Chief Executive Officer of the State Dormitory Authority. Rodriguez is swapping positions after serving as Secretary of State for more than 2 years. Rodriguez also spent 11 years in the State Assembly. Mosley, the new Secretary of State, was an Assembly member representing Brooklyn from 2013 to 2020. And residents of the Black Rock, Riverside, and military neighborhoods in Buffalo now have an accessible playground just around the corner. On Thursday, just yesterday, Erie County unveiled the new playground at Towpath Park, which sits at the west end of Hertel Avenue, right on the Niagara River. Erie County Parks Commissioner Troy Schinzel said this certainly isn't their first nor their last accessible playground that they have planned for the area.
This is our seventh accessible playground, and we're not stopping. We have two more and currently planned at Spraybrook Park down in Glenwood. We'll get one later this year or in the spring of next year, already budgeted for, already funded. And at Isle of View, just north of here, we'll get another one as well. So we have nine on tap, and we continue to keep on building these wonderful playgrounds.
The new playground is nautical-themed and includes several pieces of equipment that can be used both by kids without disabilities and kids with disabilities, including kids who use wheelchairs at the same time. Well, taxes will rise for the City of Buffalo residents, though the level won't be as high as originally proposed. During a lengthy session on Wednesday, Common Council members say they reduced the 9% tax levy increase originally proposed by Mayor Byron Brown. Now, the residential tax rate increase is 4.19%. Another amendment to Brown's spending proposal calls for a, quote, reduction in vacant exempt positions within the City of Buffalo, unquote. With the moves, overall spending has been reduced by just over $400,000, and the mayor has 10 days to veto the council's changes.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Two women were in critical but stable condition after a collision in Darien on Wednesday night that caused one occupant to be thrown out of a vehicle and then struck by another vehicle, the Genesee County Sheriff's Office said. Kaylee E. Williams of Rochester and Ariana P. Duprat of Fairport both were listed in critical condition at Strong Memorial Hospital in Rochester. Duprat was transported there by Mercy Flight. Williams and the driver of the Subaru, Brittany N. Smith of Macedon, were taken by ambulance to Strong. Smith's condition was not provided by authorities. The tractor-trailer driver of Sebringville, Ontario, and the SUV occupants identified as two Grand Island residents were not injured. A Buffalo man is being charged with murder in connection with a shooting death in the Martin Luther King Jr. Park neighborhood. According to the Erie County District Attorney's Office, 28-year-old Emmanuel Stokes was arraigned on one count of murder in the second degree, one count of assault in the second degree, and one count of endangering the welfare of a child. On May 12th, Stokes is accused of shooting a 34-year-old male near Kerr and Urban Streets in Buffalo. The victim, who has not been identified, was taken by private vehicle to ECMC, where he was pronounced dead. A short time after the shooting, authorities say Stokes stabbed a juvenile in a Mills Street residence. The victim was taken to Oshai Children's Hospital for treatment of stab wounds. to his upper neck and arm. And a Mayville man is suspected of intentionally setting a fire in Jamestown that led to a person inside being seriously injured, who was arraigned on Thursday in the Jamestown City Court. Eric Courtier has been charged with first-degree felony arson and first-degree felony assault and remained to the Chautauqua County Jail without bail. The fire occurred the morning of May 18th on Fulton Street, according to Jamestown police. Police say the victim sustained serious injuries from the fire and when they had to jump out of a second-story window of the burning residence. The victim was transported to UPMC Chautauqua Emergency Room for treatment and from there was sent to another hospital for treatment of the burns and injuries from the fall. Investigators determined that the fire was an arson and arrested Courtier on Wednesday. Police say they believe Courtier intentionally set the fire, knowing that the victim was inside.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.